Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled Saving Sentient Beings Despite My Tribulations and Attachments by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 8, 2023. I started to practice Falun Dafa in April 1999, and now I'm 72 years old. This is my first attempt at writing an experience-sharing article. I wish to share my cultivation experiences with my teacher, Li Hongshi, and fellow Dafa practitioners. Part 1. I didn't stop my efforts to save sentient beings. One day, I fell and hurt my left foot. It was very painful. The passerby looked at me and went on. No one stopped to help me. I told myself that I was a practitioner and I could stand up on my own. I set my left foot straight and stood up. I walked home slowly, in extreme pain. I went up the stairs, step by step, to my apartment on the fourth floor. I wasn't able to walk after I got home. It was difficult for me even to go to the bathroom. But amazingly, there was no pain when I was doing the sitting meditation. I didn't tell my son and his wife who lived with me that my foot was hurt. I stayed in bed for 2 days. They didn't even ask what was wrong with me. My human attachments surfaced, and I thought they didn't care about me. I lay in bed and cried, and my mind went wild. All those unpleasant memories came up. I should have looked within to find something that I might not have done well to bring about such a tribulation. Instead, I gave in to human sentimentality and forgot that I was a Falun Dafa practitioner. Master saw that I had not yet enlightened to what was going on and increased the tribulation to awaken me. My older daughter-in-law phoned me and asked me to pick up her son from kindergarten. I told her that I didn't have time to, as I didn't want her to know anything was wrong. She lost her temper instantly and replied, "I'm at work. Why can't you help with such a minor thing?" She scolded me, terribly, and I finally had no choice but to tell her the true reason I couldn't help her. However, she insisted that I go pick up her son. I thought it was unreasonable to ask someone who couldn't walk to go to kindergarten to pick him up. I realized that it might be that Master was asking me to go because I shouldn't regard myself as a sick person and just lie in bed. I had to stand up. I kept my thoughts righteous. I am a Falun Dafa cultivator. I can do it. I got out of bed and took slow, tiny steps. I was indeed able to pick up my grandson and take him home. After that, I was determined to go out and do what I should for Dafa. I put up with the pain and went out to distribute truth clarification DVDs and pamphlets. When I was in so much pain that I wanted to give up, Masters Fa from Lecture 9 in Zhuan Falan came into my mind. Quote, "When it's difficult to endure, you can endure it. When it's impossible to do, you can do it." Unquote. I repeated it silently and didn't go home until I finished distributing everything. The next day, I injured my right foot, but not as badly as the left. Strangely enough, my feet didn't hurt when I was out distributing the materials, but they did when I was sitting in meditation. I continued to go out every day to clarify the truth. I passed the test quickly, and my feet soon returned to normal. I later realized that it only seemed that my family members were oblivious to my agony. Actually, Master arranged for them to appear that way to help me pass this test. Master wanted me to minimize my hardships and make saving sentient beings my top priority. The test was easily passed this way. Part 2. Compassion replaced resentment. My son moved into a big new apartment before the new year. His wife wanted her mother to move in to live with them, but my son didn't agree. They often quarreled over it. I tried to persuade them to talk it over and find a solution instead of quarreling all the time. As the Chinese saying goes, everything flourishes when the family is in harmony. My son argued that with his low salary, it was very stressful for him just to make the mortgage payments. His mother-in-law didn't get a pension and he couldn't afford to support one more person. Their conflict didn't get resolved and they kept quarreling. My son resorted to using alcohol to cope. One day he suddenly died of a cerebral hemorrhage. My sadness was beyond words after he passed away. I started to blame my daughter-in-law and felt that it was because of her that my son died. She was not good at all in my eyes. She had a bad temper and spoke loudly. I felt that she was quite unreasonable. One day, she cursed at and beat her two sons after she came home from work. I asked her not to speak so loudly so she wouldn't disturb the neighbors. She got angry at me and said that it was none of my business. I didn't maintain my sinsing and scolded her, saying that she was dumb and didn't listen to me. I was so angry that I didn't want to talk to her. I didn't look within, but outwardly, to find fault with her. One day, Master gave me a hint and let me see in another dimension that I had so much resentment that I was in danger. My resentment resulted from my attachment to my son. The demon sought to take advantage of me, but I didn't realize it. I tried to rectify myself with Dafa principles and let go of my sentiment for my son. My resentment started to dissolve. I could see that my daughter-in-law was having a hard time. After all, she was an everyday person and had to bear the loss of her husband. She was still young and had to raise two children by herself. It was a difficult time for her. It was inevitable that she would lose her temper sometimes. When I let go of my sentiment and attachment, I could understand that she really was a good person. I then changed and didn't get angry no matter how often she lost her temper. Part 3. Master protected me when I was in danger. One day I went to distribute Falun Dafa materials in the countryside. Most of the villagers were not at home. I'd almost finished when a man nearby shouted at me, asking me what I was doing. I told him that I was distributing pamphlets that were worth reading. He came over and stood right in front of me with anger in his eyes. I begged Master to strengthen me. I knew I had to stay calm. I was a Falun Dafa practitioner, walking a path to divinity, and he was an everyday person who didn't know the truth. I told him the pamphlets told people how to be good and could save people. I said, "Did you think that I came to steal from you? I'm so old I couldn't take anything away from anyone." He agreed and let me continue, so I was able to finish giving out all the pamphlets. On another occasion, I went to the countryside with several other practitioners to distribute pamphlets. We didn't finish by the time we'd agreed on to leave, so another practitioner and I stayed behind. We wanted to finish giving them out that day, since it was not easy for us to go there. We distributed pamphlets along one street where we saw several people playing mahjong. When we handed them pamphlets, they told us to leave because they knew that we were Falun Dafa practitioners. I told them that the pamphlets asked people to be good and to do kind deeds, and they would benefit if they read them. One of them said that he would report us to the police if we didn't leave. We were not concerned and continued on. A police car soon pulled over several meters ahead of us. I told the other practitioner that one of those people must have reported us to the police. We sent forth righteous thoughts together, adding, "We are doing righteous things. Master, protect us and will not let the police see us." We didn't try to avoid the police. We walked on while sending righteous thoughts. The police car stopped and waited for some time near us, but no one got out of the car. Then they drove away. Master protected us from being taken away. It is true, as Master said in the poem, the Master-Disciple Bond in Hongyin 2, that, quote, "When disciples have ample righteous thoughts, Master has the power to turn the tide," unquote. We were not disturbed and gave out all the pamphlets. One day, while clarifying the truth at a bus stop in the city, two girls came by. I talked to them and we had a good discussion. They agreed to withdraw from the Chinese Communist Party, CCP, and its affiliated organizations. I didn't know that they were actually sent to follow me. When I realized something was wrong, I was not able to leave. They had called the police, who came and took me to the police station. I was a bit scared when we got to the station. My heart beat fast and my hands shook. I then asked myself what I was afraid of. I kept sending forth righteous thoughts. I am doing the most righteous things in the universe. I shall fear no one. Slowly, I calmed down. I pled with Master in my heart that I had to leave the police station as soon as possible. I needed to go to the restroom, and the policewoman escorted me. When I came out, I saw many people in the office, and they all looked very busy. The policewoman didn't see me either. I left and came home. Master had rescued me again. Thank you, Master. When I arrived home, I looked within to see what attachment I had that enabled the evil to take advantage of me. I acknowledged that my biggest omission was that I was very self-centered. I couldn't cooperate with other practitioners because I thought I was better than them. When I helped more people quit the CCP, I liked to show off despite the fact that I didn't really clarify the truth to people very well and didn't meet the requirements. When I went out to distribute pamphlets, I complained that the other practitioners walked too slowly and wasted time. When not many people withdrew from the CCP and its affiliated organizations, I found fault with other practitioners and thought they didn't do things right. I got upset with them. This self-centered attitude made me look down on others and show off. I didn't treat other practitioners kindly. I did DAFA work like an everyday person. Realizing this, I was so ashamed of myself. Part 4, Sentient Beings Are Waiting to Be Saved. When I started to clarify the truth to a respectable-looking man in a shopping center, he said that he was the director of a local detention center and already knew some of the facts. I asked him not to persecute Falun Dafa practitioners. He told me that he was kind to practitioners and that I could verify it by talking to the practitioners he'd released. I told him that he was a good person and would be blessed in the future. I urged him to withdraw from the CCP, as the party would be eliminated in the future because of its persecution of Falun Dafa cultivators. He agreed and laughed heartily. I often went to the river park to clarify the truth, as there were many people walking along the river. I chatted with a man near me who was a retired CCP cadre and got a hefty pension. I clarified the truth to him and asked him to withdraw from the CCP. He asked me if I practiced Falun Dafa. He said that he did research on Falun Dafa before he retired and knew Falun Dafa was good, because whatever the CCP criticized must be good. He said that he also knew that Master Li would come back to China one day, and we practitioners would welcome him on Tiananmen Square, beating drums and gongs. Even though he worked in the CCP system all his life, he was not brainwashed by the CCP. That was so rare. I explained to him the significance of quitting the CCP, and he agreed to quit the party. One day, I was waiting at the bus stop and a lady carrying food passed by and I chatted with her. She was going to deliver food to her husband, who was in the hospital. I clarified the truth to her and told her to repeat, Falun Dafa is good. Truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. I let her know that her husband's health might improve after repeating these wonderful words. She said she was grateful and thanked me and Master Li. I know many sentient beings are waiting to be saved. I don't have much time and shouldn't slack off. Part 5, Conclusion. Looking back, I've experienced happiness as well as regret. I was happy when sentient beings were saved. I regretted it when people didn't learn the facts. For the past 10 years, I have clarified the truth to people every morning and studied the Fa in the afternoon. I've gone every day, hot or cold. I've walked every street and lane, but didn't feel tired. Some people accept our materials while others don't, and they even curse at me, but I refuse to be moved. I've been able to walk my path of cultivation to this day thanks to Master's protection. I will cultivate Falun Dafa with determination and walk the last leg of my cultivation path well to follow Master home. Master, please don't worry about me.
The following is an experience sharing article from the 2022 Singapore FA Conference entitled Facing Tests with a Cultivator's Mindset by a Falun Dafa practitioner in Singapore. The article was published on the Minghui website on January 15, 2023. Esteemed Master and Fellow Practitioners, I was born in a small town in Vietnam. When I was young, I usually wondered, who am I? Why was I born? And lastly, where will I go? After reading Zhuan Falun, the main book of Falun Dafa, all my questions were answered. After completing high school, just like my peers, I moved to a big city to continue my education. After graduating from a good university, I had a stable job, got married, and my wife had a child. During my journey to seek the meaning of life, I was fortunate to read an article that mentioned Falun Dafa. It was May 2016. Without hesitating, I downloaded the book and finished reading it quickly. Master's teachings shocked me and changed my mind. I took up studying the Fa, did the Dafa exercises, and followed the Dafa principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in my daily life. I also started cultivating my xinxing and gradually eliminated some bad habits. My character and attitude truly improved these last few years. My career also developed. 1 year later, given my good performance, my company gave me an opportunity to work in Singapore on a new project. I felt it was Master Lee's, Dafa's founder's arrangement after cultivating in Falun Dafa. I wished one day that I would be able to read Zhuan Falun and listen to all of Master's teachings in the Chinese language. I started reading Zhuan Falun in Chinese, paragraph by paragraph. First, I read a paragraph in Vietnamese and then read it in Chinese. If there was a new vocabulary, I would look it up in the dictionary and write it down so I would remember it. Given this method, it took me a couple of months to finish chapter one. As of this time, I can read Zhuan Falun in Chinese and join a Fa study group held in Chinese once a week. This was also a good time for the beginning of my path of Fa cultivation. Part 1. Facing Tribulations. I experienced some obstacles and tribulations that had to do with my cultivation. It had to do with my family and my career. My son is a lovely small boy, and I often read Hongyin poems to him. However, he changed significantly 2 years ago. He had difficulty expressing himself. It affected him, and he did not do well in school and was unable to make friends. My wife and I were upset and stressed out at that time. In addition, I also had a lot of pressure at my job. For example, when my manager assigned me an urgent task, I made an effort to complete it. Even took it home and finally completed the task at midnight. I thought my manager would appreciate my effort. However, the next day during our meeting, he got angry with me and complained about my work, which did not meet his expectations, in front of other colleagues. With pressure from my family and my job, I understood that tribulations were arranged to test me, but it was hard to pass the tests. Master said in The Ninth Talk from Zhuan Falun, quote, "Some people lose their tempers when disciplining their children and get all worked up, but it needn't be like that. You shouldn't genuinely get angry. You have to be calm and rational for your child to be reared well. Do you really think you could develop higher energy if even little things get to you or cause you to lose your temper?" Unquote. I decided to study the Fa more diligently and understood the reason why the tribulation happened to me. I also chose the right attitude to overcome hardship. Now, my son's condition has improved a lot. His language is better, and he loves to go to school to play with his friends. And my manager has become more friendly and trusts me. Part 2. Cultivating while working for the media. My work is designing the layout for a newspaper. Actually, I'm not confident to do this task well, as I have had difficulty separating different colors since I was young. Obviously, it would be an obstacle to managing to design the layout for the newspaper. But I believe that this is an arrangement from Master, and agreed to take on this task. However, I did not know how to choose the font and size, and organize the segments to make the article more attractive to readers. I decided to analyze the previous similar article and was taught how to make the layouts by other practitioners. Little by little, I have shown improvement. When I'm intent on doing the task, sometimes I have a headache, but I know this is the interference from the old forces. It prevents me from doing the fa task clarifying the truth. Therefore, I send forth righteous thoughts and look inward before working on the task. The above is my recent cultivation experience. Please kindly point out anything I have fallen short of. Thank you, Master and fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.